Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
All right, Audrey needs some closure here, man. It's going to be very frustrating when you go out on a first date and you think everything's really, really great, and then there's no follow-up. Nothing. Zero. Ghosted. Hey, Audrey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Okay, so you wanted some answers on why this dude ghosted you, and at this point, you have no idea. So tell us about this first date.
Okay, so little background. I met this guy through my job. I worked for an interior design firm, so he was one of the subcontractors. So we all like worked together, but we kind of worked with each other. And it's on a project that like I'm almost done with, but he finished early. It's clear that we were, you know, pretty into each other from the beginning, and we wanted to keep it professional. At least I did. So I didn't, you know, make any moves or anything. But his part of the job finished before mine, and so when he finished, the next day he texted me asking me out. So that was like a Friday, and then we went out on the Saturday, and it honestly was a perfect date. He was a perfect gentleman. It was like a movie, and he was so cute. Like, just, it was perfect. I normally don't kiss guys on the first date, but we did kiss, so it really went well. He texted me that night. He texted me the next day. He made plans with me for us to go out that next weekend, and it just was wonderful. I thought everything was going really well. But then the night before we were supposed to go out, he texted me canceling, saying something came up. And then I haven't heard anything from him since. That was like 2 weeks ago. At first I was like, maybe something's wrong, like he's like hurt or something. But like I looked on his social media and he's like gone out with friends since then. So I don't think anything's wrong. I think he's just ghosting me.
Anything?
If I had to take a wild guess, I feel like maybe somebody from his past came back into his life. And it seems like very random and obscure timing, because it is. But maybe he recently got out of a relationship and, you know, decided to shoot a shot with you because he was feeling some type of way about you. And then after he got back home from the date, maybe he felt like maybe some old feelings for a past lover came up, and maybe he reached out to them just to see what they were up to. And then one thing led to another, and maybe he rekindled things with them. So if I had to guess, I feel like there's somebody else in the picture.
My instincts tell me it probably was something either that you said or did during the date, where I feel like anytime somebody, everything seems like it's going the way it's supposed to go, and then all of a sudden a person just kind of exits like so rapidly, something must have happened or was said that put him in a position of, I don't want to be here anymore.
You can't think of anything that might have happened there where he was just like, something, where like the energy shifted or anything?
No, especially because he texted me after. Like, he texted me that night saying he had a really good time, and then he texted me the next day, and like, we have been texting every day since, or before that. So it just seemed like, I honestly think he enjoyed himself. I don't think I did anything too weird on the date.
You didn't do anything too weird on the date. He found out something about you, and that's why he canceled.
Ooh. This is what you're thinking? Or did you read?
No, this is what I know. Because okay. I'm going to read the exchange.
All right. Well, let's do it.
All right. So, Audrey, our producer Tommy reached out to Aaron and tried to get the closure you're looking for here. And he hit Aaron up and says, "Hi, Aaron, my name is Tommy. I'm one of the producers for The Burt Show. If you know our show, you may be familiar with our segment, Second Date Update." And Aaron said, "I'm actually quite familiar with you, your show, and the segment." Tommy was like, "Great, that makes things easier." So we received a message from Audrey, who went on a date with you recently. And Aaron said, "Yes, we did go on a date. No, there will not be a second." Tommy asked, "She said you had asked her out for a second date and then canceled. Can you tell us what happened?" And Aaron's response was, "Well, I have been cheated on in the past, and I have no interest to ever go through that again." Tommy said, "I can understand that, but what does that have to do with Audrey?" Aaron said, "Well, we have a mutual friend. I saw this friend recently and found out something about Audrey that changed my perspective." Of course, Tommy's follow-up, "What'd you find out?" Aaron said, "I found out about her last relationship." To which Tommy's response, "Okay, no idea what that means." And Aaron says, "Apparently, she's a cheater. I won't date cheaters. I can't date someone who doesn't value honesty and loyalty in a relationship." Tommy's response, "Okay, I have no knowledge of her last relationship or the cause of its end. Did you talk to her about what you heard?" He said, "No, I haven't. I don't need any explanation. Just the fact that it happened means I don't want to involve myself with her. Been through that once. I won't do it again if I can help it." Tommy said, "I understand. We will have to ask her about that. Maybe the info is wrong. You'd never know by just blowing her off." To which Aaron responds, "I'm sure it's right. I trust the person who told me." And so Tommy ended the conversation with, "Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate you sharing your perspective with us. We'll make sure to relay your message respectfully to Audrey."
What do you think?
Audrey, would you care to explain?
I feel like that's really unfair. I mean, yes, that happened in my past relationship, but that's not who I am. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of things missing. There's a lot of context that who I'm assuming it is does not know about in our relationship and the things that would have happened. I do feel like, or rather I wish he gave me an opportunity to explain what happened to him, because I do think he would see that I'm telling the truth. I think everyone's, you know, worthy of a second chance. I think that's kind of unfair. He's writing me off.
What do you think about that, Ma?
I see both sides of it. I do think it's a bit unfair to not allow somebody to give you some context to some information that you got through a third party. But I also understand people who feel like, listen, if that's a part of your past or your journey, I don't want anything to do with it. But if I'm you personally, if someone reacts to me in that manner to where they don't even allow me an explanation or anything like that, I would see that as a win, because I would feel like I dodged a bullet, because that tells me a lot about how they're going to communicate with me moving forward. So that's how I would then.
Yeah, if somebody hasn't moved past their past trauma to where they're going to react to you in that kind of way from the get-go of the relationship, you know that you're probably going to see that as a pattern throughout your relationship. So I know it doesn't feel like it, because I know it hurts and it feels like rejection and you feel judged. But I honestly think this is you dodging a bullet, because he's got his own stuff to work through.
100%.
All right, Audrey, at least you got answers here. I mean, for him, it's zero tolerance policy. You don't even care about the details. So why defend it? Why defend it? It's in your past. Move on.
Without him.
Without him. Yeah, exactly.
The Burt Show.